a lovely long chat now with Daniel Gee about his book Done Deal and about the matters that sort of it throws up right the way through. Having been so close to the sport for this length of time, Daniel, and having approached it from a Liverpool perspective, one of the things that came out of the briefer conversation we had was the idea that Liverpool haven't half been at the centre of a lot of these issues and questions over the last 10 years, you know, from the Hicks and Gillette takeover on the one hand, right the way through to Suarez on the other, to the way in which clubs operate and how that changes and how clubs don't stand still. How do you reconcile the job at times with being a Liverpool supporter? There must be some stuff you hear or see, or you've been behind the curtain, and you must at least, I'd like to think less so now, but 5-10 years ago, be thinking, oh my God, what are they doing now?
So the truth is, right, over the summer, we worked on one of the deals into Liverpool, which is actually one of my first ones. I tend to try and stay away from Liverpool if I can, because that's what you want, that sort of distance. And it was right when the Fekir deal was like teetering, and I was aware that it was teetering, or rather, I knew that the negotiations were ongoing, and that's the reason why that then things weren't going on with other matters. And my dad would have been in his element if I'd been able to tell him 1 second of the detail of what I was knowing and phoning and texting and doing or whatever. But the difference is that, like, as much as I'm the fan, it's like, this is highly, highly confidential. And if I mess up here, I'm in, like, you know, serious trouble. So the first thing is, like, I was actually really excited as a fan. It's like, this player could possibly come to Liverpool or not, which would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Secondly, it was speaking or conversing with some of the guys at Liverpool to try and work out where we were with particular things. So, yeah, taking away the fan perspective from the lawyer perspective is fun. But ultimately, like, just to phone up my dad and go, Dad, you will not believe what's happened today would have been quite nice.
It would have been a real opportunity. A bit of bonding.
Correct. But this is the thing, whenever anyone says on Twitter, oh, this guy's doing this, or I've heard that this transfer's happening tomorrow, you know, when we talk about it with On the Agents chapter, whatever, ultimately those leaks happen all the time. But really, if anybody's publicising anything on Twitter, it probably means they're not as close to the deal as you'd otherwise think. Otherwise, for their professional responsibilities, they're going to be sacked in the next couple of days.